The Alpha Sessions. Hi, welcome to Alpha Sessions. I'm Zita, and today we're with Leah Sky.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
So your latest EP, World of Socializers, came out recently. Could you tell me a little bit about your journey and just who are you as a musician?
Yeah, sure. So this EP, I guess, I kind of see as my introduction to the world, although I did release two singles previously. But I think if you listen to the EP, it's like literally explains myself and my head and my thoughts like perfectly. So yeah, basically just trying to live in a world that sometimes is too fast, and and I guess writing music to deal with that, but also just because it's fun.
So could you tell me a little bit more about the meanings behind your lyrics?
Yeah, sure.
Where does it come from?
So basically this EP was all about like being an introvert and being surrounded by extroverts, basically. I don't know, it's just been on my mind a lot when I was writing it, that like just feeling like an outsider a bit, but not because you're, I don't know, like you don't fit in, just because your mind is kind of different to other people. But I feel like it's normal, like there's so many people to do that. And I think it was kind of like just me realizing that that's okay, and like saying, okay, well, why should I change? Like, there's nothing wrong with me if I'm a bit, I don't know, quieter or, yeah.
So would you say you're quite an introspective character?
Yeah, yes, for sure. Yeah, kind of the opposite of a lot of singers, I feel like. A lot of pop stars more than singers, because I feel like there's definitely a lot also of introverts and a lot of songs about introversion. Like, once I started, like, decided on this project and topic, like, I started realizing that there's so much, like, about it already in the world. But yeah, definitely introspective and kind of dealing with things in my own quiet way.
Yeah, I would say for your genre as well. So I would say you sound very similar to early Avril Lavigne, early pop rock, very alternative. I love it. It's so good. I would say actually the topics that I tend to hear for those genres are usually about love and lust and romance and, yes, definitely self-exploration. But I do think you're tapping into an audience and a genre that really is storytelling, raw emotions. I think you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
How would you say that you are figuring out the more assertive characteristics needed in a performer? So when you go to gigs, I mean, honestly, when I get shy and I feel quiet, getting up on stage is the last thing that I want to do. How have you been navigating that? Do you have any specific like processes or warm-ups or things you tell yourself?
Honestly, this is a little bit of a contradiction to what I just said about myself, because I feel like since I was a kid and started performing, somehow on stage when I was singing, I could kind of like be okay and like shut off the side of me that's like the little shy girl who's scared of people. And somehow I think maybe it's because like when I go on stage, I know I'm singing about what's in my heart and in my head, and like I've practiced it enough. And I think the more difficult part about being on stage is the talking in between songs and the introducing myself than the actual singing. So yeah, I try to keep the talking brief.
Yeah, I can relate to this. Yeah,
because singing's fine. Singing's always been fine. Yeah.
So how did your band come together? So you have a band, you have, I think you mentioned, a drummer, a bassist, a guitarist, and then yourself. Can you tell me a little bit about how you brought the band together? What's it like to be on stage performing with them?
Yeah, so it's honestly amazing. It's an amazing change, because I always performed solo, and it's fun, and you can always like rely on yourself that you, I don't know, you like rehearsed and you got it, and then here you're suddenly with like three other people who, well, could mess up, could not, or could make the performance better too, which that's the amazing part. But I think what I love about playing with them is just that the music that we play on stage is just representative of what is on the records, is on the streaming platforms, and like is exactly how I wanted my music to sound. You know, like I love the acoustic versions too, and that's like another, just another version, basically another like life of these songs. But yeah, I guess that the band's just exactly what how the songs should be.
So the band puts together. Sorry. So the band brings together your exact sound. Would you say that is released on recorded versions?
Yeah, I'd say that definitely, and also a different energy. Like it's always super cool to be able to interact with some other people on stage, like not just yourself, but you have like three other guys there that you can, I don't know, smile with or dance with or whatever, like
are you all,
play
are
with.
You all friends, would you say, or like colleagues? I think you mentioned your drummer is your
teacher.
He used
to teach me drums, yes. Honestly, it's a mix. It's a very mix, very big mix. So the drummer, yes, used to be my guitar my drum teacher. And he's also Polish, as I am. So it's kind of nice. That's like another dynamic because I get to speak my language with him sometimes. Then my guitarist is actually my boyfriend. So that's another another dynamic. And then the new bassist, I kind of just met. So we'll see, but I'm hoping we'll be friends. yeah, but it's all very friendly and it's nice vibes.
Being in a band together is all about grooving and fitting, a bit like a jigsaw piece, jigsaw puzzle.
For sure, for sure. And like you have to feel comfortable and just, happy to be there. Like it's also super important on stage to look like you're enjoying and to actually be enjoying yourself. So I feel like we have that,
Lovely. You mentioned you're from Poland. So how long have you been in London? What's the music scene like for you? How are you navigating it and how has it been, the change?
So I've been here for 3.5 years. Did uni here with like a music uni, so I've met a lot of musicians along the way, which is great because I feel like otherwise I'd be so lost. Like also with me not loving social interactions, especially the beginnings of those friendships, can sometimes be difficult to just reach out. It was really great to like be put in a situation where I'm just interacting with musicians all the time.
Yeah.
London, I mean, it's the place to be, but it's also scary sometimes.
How would you say it differs or is similar to the Polish music scene? I don't know much about European music scenes, to be honest with you. I'd love to hear more.
I've not done much overseas, as in from here, away from London, to be honest. I was kind of more like back at home. I was kind of enclosed in my little school bubble, doing like concerts there. So that's also very different. But I've played a few festivals, actually. Well, one festival. I'm playing another festival this summer in Poland.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And that's always so fun. And I feel like the crowds there are just, I don't know, they're really fun. It's super nice to play there. And it feels like people are actually there listening to you and just enjoying. Yeah, and like you get to meet people. I guess it's similar to here, just I don't know, I feel like at home. I'm at home there a little bit more maybe. But yeah, the music scene, there's so much good Polish music out there. Like I love
it. Who are
some
of your favorites?
Okay, well, so these are some artists that I grew up with because my parents would always play them around their house. Like Artur Rojek or Happy Sad. God, why can't I think of more? But but a lot of those Mela Koteluk, there's so many. And then now, honestly, now the scene in Poland is more like rap based, which is not really my thing.
Can you rap?
No.
Would you try?
I've never tried, I guess, but that's another thing that I would be so scared and shy to do. But maybe it's another thing I should.
I tore my heart to satisfy your expectations, fantasies, to be the girl you think you need. I try to fix my mind, hid behind pretty smiles, ignored signs saying run. I was blinded by love, fell for all I think is wrong, compromised my feelings cause I acted my role, hid the flaws you didn't want, changed my life to keep you mine. Am I in love with all of it, or just the good parts? Only the good parts can't make me stay, cause I love you, but when I'm with you, sometimes it feels like we're all alright. I think I want you all my life. You mess it up, now I'm out. It's not like me, I don't stay mad. You break my heart, you throw it out with no regard, but I still smile. I'm not in love with how you treated me, with all your baseless jealousy. Never stop to listen to me. I'm not in love with how you called out my mistakes. I'm not in love, I'm not. Am I in love with all of it, or just the good parts? Only the good parts can't make me stay, cause I love you, but when I'm with you, I can be myself. You say I don't speak enough, share enough, get out enough. Too much I overthink, forgetting things, but you never will. You hate it when I can't decide, you're getting mad when I quiet down. And even so, it's not enough, you can't accept this is my mind. Am I in love with all of you, or just the good parts? Only the good parts can't make me stay, cause I love you, but when I'm with you, I can be myself. Am I in love with all of you, or just the good parts? Only the good parts can't make me stay, cause I love you.
The Alpha Sessions. Would you ever consider bilingual songs or singing in Polish?
Wow. I've thought about this a lot, actually, and I've been asked about this a lot. Like, do you ever write in Polish? And honestly, I don't think I've ever written anything in Polish, which is weird because sometimes I have sat down and said, okay, I want to try to write, but it just doesn't come for some reason. But also I think because I've been in a English speaking environment since I was 11, so I feel like my love for music kind of also developed already in an English speaking environment, so yeah. I guess that's why. But I would love to try and see what happens.
Definitely. I think it's so beautiful when you can bring together different cultural communities globally through the music, the language of music, but also the language of what you're speaking in the song. Yeah. So I love those songs where they have freaking Spanish and Chinese and English and then one French line, and you could possibly even collaborate with Polish artists as well, yeah. And both of you grow together. I think that would be amazing as well.
I think that sounds amazing for sure.
So I had a couple weird questions to ask you.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say weird, weird. If your music was a flavor, how would you describe it and why?
Oh, wow. Okay. Ooh, something sweet and sour. The first thing that comes is sweet and sour sauce.
Like Chinese sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah. Maybe. Because I feel like there's parts of it that are sweet, but parts of it that are more like, okay, like, get out of here. Like, go, I don't know, how do I explain this? Like, you know, like anger and like from within at someone or at some or at society in general.
So it's the anger, the sweet and sour sauce.
The sour is the anger, and the sweet is
the love.
The love, I guess, and trying to like find a place in the world and trying to accept yourself, I guess.
And I guess the storytelling can be the meat that you would eat with the sweet and sour sauce, or the rice. What's your favorite Chinese dish? We're going to compare music to that. Maybe your band members are the grains of rice.
Or the different vegetables. Gosh.
So you've got another project coming out soon. Can you tell me a bit more about that? The name of the song, perhaps, if you have one, or when is it coming out? I know you mentioned Near Summer before.
Yes. So there's this song that I've been playing at all my gigs since forever, and I think I've definitely wrote it before even those EP songs, but somehow it just didn't fit in the concept. But I've loved it so much, so I'm so, so happy that finally I have it recorded. It's in the mixing stages, so... and yeah, I want to release it at some point, spring, summer time. And it's called Should Have Known, and yeah, it's like a... Yeah, it's the sour type of song. yeah, like a breakup. Yeah.
Do you write from personal experiences, or do you put yourself in a fictional character's shoes, or do you write about friends, perhaps?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
For sure. I think, at least based on my experience, I think all songs have some part of fiction in them. Like, even if you start from your experiences, at least I found that I tend to, like, over-exaggerate some stuff. Or sometimes the other way, like, someone's been a really, really horrible person, mm-hmm. and I don't go all the way on them. Or something, you know, like, kind of, like, you make the reality fit to what you want to make the song say, kind
yeah.
of. So you start, I feel like I always start from a feeling, at least.
It's the seed.
Yeah. And then I just kind of see where it takes me most of the time, honestly. I don't have, like, a clear storyline of a song when I start. It just kind of develops as I go.
Your lyrics are really wonderful.
Thank you.
I loved listening to you. I think it's She's Lost.
Mm-hmm.
She's Lost. Good Parts and At Your Own Pace. Could you tell me some more about She's Lost?
Yeah, so...
It's my personal favourite. I was listening to it on the tube right here.
Oh, thank you. It's about a girl who tries to find her place in a world that's kind of not really her own. Like, that's kind of scary. And she feels like she's drowning a little bit.
Mm.
But then, towards the end of the song, she realises that, like, it's fine. She is fine. And... she will be fine, and it doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks, but she's enough the way she is, I guess. And I feel like kind of the EP also made me realize this, that I've been trying to change myself a little bit, at least fit in with everyone else around me, but at the end of the day, like, you can't be yourself if you're trying to be someone else. Yeah.
The original's always worth more than the copy.
For sure, for sure. And yeah, no, yeah, exactly. I can't be a great extrovert, I don't think.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. She really felt like dying that night. You told her she can't hide in the shadows. Chest pains are mine running at light speed. All because you told her she can't keep whispering soft. Being alone, people avoid. She can't keep hiding her pain. Be like the rest, changing herself. She is lost, fighting for peace of mind to find a way to her heart. She is lost, she feels invisible. Among you all, she drowns. She thought there'd be enough time to learn, but no. There's pressure on her shoulders. Be brave, be sure, learn to take control. Does it really make you happy? You've seen her at the start. Now that girl is nowhere to be found. She's trying real hard to figure it out. Whoa. She is lost, fighting for peace of mind to find a way to her heart. She is lies. She feels invisible. Among you all, she drowns. Will she ever be found? You don't know me, so don't change me. You don't know me, so don't change me. You, you know I'm not lost. I am in. Don't give up. You know I'm not lost, and I know what I want. You know I am not lost. She is lost, fighting for peace of mind. Find a way to her heart. She is. She feels invisible. Among you all, she drowns. She is lost, fighting for peace of mind. Find a way to her heart. She is lost. She feels invisible. Among you all, she drowns.
The Alpha Sessions.
Well, I was so caught up in the melody of She's Lost while I was listening to it. And now I know my subconscious brain was really relating because I could empathize exactly with that feeling of, well, do we fit the mold or do we try and break through? And there's going to be more resistance and a lot more feelings of discomfort, but it's worth it in the end.
Yeah. And I think, like, who's to say that someone else is better than you? Like, you know, like, it's... Your original self, and you can't take that away from the world, maybe. Yeah, so, yeah. And I think, and the version I played now is the acoustic version, which also just came out. I wanted to make acoustic versions of the song to kind of show them in a different light, because I think just stripping them back to just a guitar and a vocal makes them even more vulnerable and just shows even more, like, the pain of it, kind of. You can, I feel like, focus more on the voice, for example. Yeah.
And so the acoustic version of She's Lost and also Good Parts is out now?
Yes, exactly. Yes, both of them. Good Parts is actually the only love song of the EP.
Oh.
Still,
is it about your guitarist?
No.
Oh, no.
Luckily, it's a breakup love song, so.
Oh, I see.
But it's also about not being accepted for who you are. So, still in keeping
within
with the theme.
Within the terms of a relationship.
Yes. And again, I feel like the acoustic version just brings out the anger of it, like the pure emotions of love and like pain. And yeah, it's kind of my goodbye, my like anger thrown out into a song.
Yeah, songwriting can really help you process difficult events.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, so many.
Yeah. I think that's one of the best things about being creative. We can really pour our hearts into our artwork, and through that, really transform our own inner balance regarding the matter.
Yeah. Yes. Although I think when I started songwriting, I was always just kind of treating it as a kind of like therapy, I guess.
Yeah.
Like whenever something difficult happened, I'd sit down with my guitar and my notebook and like write it all down. I think now I've kind of learned to use emotions that I felt in the past, or kind of create scenarios and like pour those into songs, because I think if you rely on like your emotions, like pure emotions that you're feeling in your life, it can kind of become like a roller coaster. And also, like, if it's technically your job, songwriting, like, I think I just wanted to like make conscious decisions about like writing whenever I thought I wanted to, not only whenever I was super sad or super happy. And you know, like, so
there's no right or wrong way.
No, for sure not.
So no matter what, you can always pick up your guitar and
yeah,
write
exactly
whatever comes
and try
to mind.
Try, yeah,
it's a superpower, and I think you have it. I think you have it.
Thank you.
Lastly, the other song that you sang, the second one, At Your Own Pace, can you tell me a little bit more about where that came from? And I love the song title, by the way, like, it's just reminding me, okay, breathe, we've got this. Even right now in the radio station, we can breathe.
Yeah.
At our own pace, we can talk, and life comes a lot more easily when we allow things to flow.
For sure. And I think that's like exactly the song summarizes.
Well, you got it across to me. I'm an avid listener now.
Perfect. No, I think I was just feeling like I needed to do stuff.
Yeah.
At the point of writing the song, like I needed to kind of rush places. And I don't think that's, I mean, sometimes you need to, but I think just I wanted to come to at like destination and to this EP like myself. And I kind of imagine this song I'm singing to a friend, but actually it's to me, to myself. Mm-hmm. But like just telling someone, like, chill, it's okay, you're fine, just be yourself, and like it's okay, you don't have to run. Yeah.
What advice would you give to fellow introverted artists striving to find their voice in the music industry and also tackle the promotion and performance side of it? What would you say to someone?
Ooh, well, this is, I guess, not really just to introverts, but I think I'd say don't give up, because I feel like it's so easy to get discouraged. Like, you face so many things, especially as a starting independent small artist. Like, sometimes it feels like you're doing so much, you're not getting that much out of it. But I think you just need to, like, just know that if it's something you love, at some point it'll really pay off. And I mean, it's already paying off, like, at whatever stage, like, you're making art, you're making, like, you're putting your thoughts, your songs out there to people. And yeah, and I think that's just pretty beautiful. It's crazy to think that one person, two people, 50 people, however many people, like, can relate to something that you wrote, and it can maybe help them or encourage them or make them feel something. And I think when it comes to introversion, just take it slow, take it at your own pace, but also try to push some boundaries, because think it's beautiful what can come out of it. And obviously don't change yourself, never. But yeah, like,
challenges lead to growth.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if you told me that I'd be even speaking here in a radio about my songs like a few years ago, I'd just be like, no, that's too scary. So yeah, I think
never underestimate yourself. Next time you'll be on BBC radio station talking to some big presenter.
Yeah.
The journey is long, but every step is a learning curve. It's a chance to explore yourself and to share that art.
For sure. Every step you'll learn something and just become the person that you want to be, hopefully.
Okay, I've got one more question for you. And I shall read it from my book. Mm-hmm. How do you envision the evolution of your music as you continue to explore themes of introversion and self-discovery? And where do you see yourself? Where do you see this artistry going?
Well, I think I don't really like to think too much about this, because I think as an artist, I've already seen that my music taste, my lyric writing, the way my songs sound has changed so much, even within like the year. That I think I know I'm gonna be making music, I know I'm gonna be developing my skills and just artistry, but honestly I have no clue where I'll be, like where the sound will be in a few years, because I think,
do you see yourself changing genres or
maybe. For now, I'm super happy with this genre.
I am too. I love it. I'm obsessed.
Thank you. And for now, I can't see myself changing it. But I think as I grow, I'm sure there'll be like genres that like just, I don't know, just strike me. And, you know, like just, yeah, exactly, call to me. So I'm sure I don't want to be like, so I'm a pop rock artist and that's it.
Yeah.
Right now I am.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Avril Lavigne herself, she did so many stripped back versions, quieter songs.
Yeah.
She also went heavy rock at one point. So.
Exactly. Like, it's just, you never know. You just never know, like, where the life and the music will take you. So, but yeah, for now, for sure, sticking to this side of the genres.
Amazing.
But, yeah, we'll see.
Thank you for coming down to Radio Broccoli.
Of course, it's been a pleasure and it's been really fun. So thank you.
This is Alpha Sessions and I'm Zeta Sky with Leah Sky.
Hey.
You're trying your best, hang in there. One day you'll be capable. Not letting the noise affect how you feel about yourself. Been going through your feelings, learning what you're needing, your vision's blurred. You're trying to figure out who you are, but in the dark you won't find your way. They told you when we were young, be yourself, don't be a fake. Keep loving the empty lane at your own pace, wind in your face. You try to fit in, it's psychopathic what you can appropriate. From watching them, I scratch my brain, you slowly slip away. Been going through your feelings, learning what you're needing, your vision's blurred. You spiral out the way to fit what you've heard, you lose your way. They told you when we were young, be yourself, don't be a fake. Keep loving the empty lanes at your own pace, wind in your face. don't wanna let me in. I know it's beautiful inside, but no one knows what they're missing. You've been a closed book, way too scared to let anyone in. But you'll break little by little, letting me in. They told you when we were young, be yourself, don't be a fake. Keep loving the empty lanes at your own pace, wind in your face. They told you when we were young, be yourself, don't be a fake. Keep loving the empty lanes.